bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da da ba da da ba da da da
da ba
da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da
da da
da
da
da da
da da
da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
I am wonderful. I'm so good.
I'm
so
grand.
So today in particular, I am great.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm great every day, but I'm really great today.
Yeah. We are post-concert. Today is December 8th.
2024.
At 4:49.
PM.
Yeah.
Yeah, PM. In the afternoon.
Yes. Afternoon.
Yes, we do. We are just about half an hour or so post, maybe 30 minutes or 35 minutes post winter concert, and about 15 minutes post musical announcement.
Whoa.
So we have announced the musical.
Yes.
And it's very exciting. What's the musical, guys?
Crazy for You.
Yeah, the musical is called Crazy for You this year.
Has a Z.
It does have a Z. Yeah, and a Y.
And a Y.
Yeah. Yeah. A Z and a two Ys.
And a, yeah, for you.
Whoa.
Wow. You.
And a number.
Four.
Yeah, number four.
Bye.
Not, really.
Not really.
Not really. It sounds the same. Those are called homonyms.
Thank you.
Right? Words that sound the same but have different meanings.
Thank
Is that right?
Thank
you. Yes. That's great.
What's a homophone?
What's the difference between a homonym?
Uh-oh.
Sound the same.
They sound the same.
No, yes. No. They're spelt different and are have... Wait.
But sound the same.
Yeah.
Like red and red.
Yeah.
R-E-A-D and R-E-D.
Yeah.
That's a homophone.
Yeah.
Homonym sounds the same, but has different nip, different.
Yeah, we're off to a great start. Yeah. Just like last time, where we were talking about the Civil War. I listened to this, and JJ listened to this part, and she's like, uh oh. Because I was like, what? She's like, you are wrong.
Yeah, I was like, 1860s.
Okay, not the date, but then we were talking about this woman who was 120 some odd years old, who was French and stuff, and someone said, oh, well, but there was the French, and I said, they helped us, and JJ was like, that's wrong. That's the Revolutionary
War. That was the Revolutionary War,
you idiot.
Yes.
So, right. So, I'm sorry, listeners. Again, if you're screaming at us in your car, it's my fault.
Comment.
Yeah.
So, comment.
Yeah. Tell us the difference between
a homophone and a homonym. This is not a history podcast, so we're going to get stuff wrong.
There has been a historical sort of alliance between the Americans and the French.
They're at least going to side with us against the British.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
sure. We all have a hatred for the British.
But the Civil War was brother against brother, right?
Yes.
That was the thing.
Anyway.
What dawned on me, speaking of that Civil War thing, now we're going on a total tangent.
That's what we're talking about today.
Is that woman was born shortly after the Civil War ended, within a decade, and died when I was in college.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a life.
All of that in American history, right? I mean, she wasn't American, but all of that happened during American history.
She's French, just kidding.
But all of that during American history, right? It's just crazy to compact it all down in that short amount of time. So anyway, we don't even need to keep that in the podcast. I just thought it was interesting as
well,
I listened to it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we announced today that we are going to do Crazy for You.
Crazy for You.
For the musical.
The musical.
This year. I could not be more excited about this. When I made this decision about a month or so ago, I just got giddy. I couldn't wait for today. I'm so excited to tackle Crazy for You again.
I've listened to all of it.
Okay.
I've read the synopsis of all of it, but I haven't seen anything yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Should we do a synopsis?
Please.
Or do we need to do some sort of intro stuff first?
We do. We're finally getting to use our segment entitled
Musical.
Natalia. Natalia. I think it was Natalia the last time too.
That's great. The musical Crazy for You takes place in two places, in New York City and in Dead Rock, Nevada. Early 1900s, there's a guy named Bobby Child. Bobby Child is trying to break in on Broadway. He wants to be a Broadway actor, singer, dancer. Not all that talented. Sort of a bumbling fool, you know, but he knows a lot of people in the community and keeps doing these auditions to try to get in.
We're doing Sing, The Disney one.
Right. Oh, yeah.
In American musical theater history, there was the beginning of sort of what we know as musical theater was variety shows. And there was a variety show called the Ziegfeld Follies. That was a huge, gigantic thing. Omaha just had Funny Girl here as a musical just a few weeks ago. And it's the story, the kind of the real life telling of a person who made a career being a lead actor in the Ziegfeld Follies. Okay. So we use that sort of idea, and the character that is Ziegfeld's name in this case is Bella Zangler. So Bobby is auditioning for Bella, trying to get into his show.
It's going to be confusing.
Right. If you think that's confusing, just wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
So Bobby auditions for Bella. Every audition goes poorly. He just keeps failing. Runs into him on the street, auditions for him one more time, does a tap number at the end, stomps on Bella's foot. He's over it. He's leaving. So Bobby's mom says, you haven't been successful doing this. You're a failure at this or whatever. You're just going to stop this foolishness and you're going to come work for me at the bank.
She seems nice.
Okay. She's not.
She sounds nice.
She's not a very pleasant woman. So you're going to come work for me at the bank. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take this property deed to Dead Rock, Nevada, and you're going to go foreclose on this property the bank owns. They've missed their payments that we need to foreclose on this property. Mm-hmm. So she sends Bobby to Dead Rock, Nevada, which is the Wild West. It is a bit of a ghost town, no stoplights, a bar, the property that he's going to foreclose on, a hotel, some things like that. But there's just nothing in Dead Rock. Okay. So he goes to Dead Rock and he meets a girl. Her name is Polly and her father who runs the bar and finds out that they own the property that he's going to foreclose on. He's sort of gotten, this is a musical, remember? So he's already fallen for Polly.
Okay.
Everybody thinks she's great. And he doesn't want to foreclose on the property. It turns out the property is a theater. So he decides instead of foreclosing, let's host a show. Let's make some money. You can pay your bills. We don't have to foreclose on your property. We don't have to get rid of it. And I can help this girl I like.
Oh, yes. What truly random serendipity.
So, right.
What truly
so he's sending back to New York for his friends who work in theater, work for Bella and others. And they're coming to town to try to put together the show. Okay, so that's sort of the premise of the love story. Okay, I'm not going to give away everything. But I will say that at some point, Polly gets mad at Bobby because she finds out he's there to foreclose on the property. Right, which he did not tell her.
So Hallmark.
Front.
Every Hallmark. Yes. Uh-huh. That's exactly right. What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Lying always blows up in your face.
And Bobby finds out that Polly thinks a lot of Bella, like has a huge, like he's the greatest thing ever. And so Bobby starts going around town dressed as Bella so that he can be near Polly.
Oh my.
And then Bella hears about this and comes to Dead Rock. And so now we have Bella Zangler and Bobby Child dressed as Bella Zangler. All the hijinks ensue.
Oh, no.
It's insanity. There are bar fights. There are, you name it, all the comedy, all the
shenanigans.
Stuff. It is so funny.
Yes.
So funny.
What it's do you want, door?
The store trash can.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They're coming to empty the trash here.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.
So it is awesome. The musical, the music is so great. The music is by George Gershwin, American sort of songbook.
Perhaps
songwriter.
You've heard of him. And Ira Gershwin.
George and Ira, right? His
yes.
brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Side note on George and Ira Gershwin. My favorite Gershwin tune is Our Love is Here to Stay.
Mm.
George always wrote the music. Nope, I lied. George always wrote the lyrics. No, I lied. George always wrote the music. Ira always wrote the lyrics. I don't remember how this worked out. Anyway.
They're a team.
When Ira died, they had this tune for this song called Our Love is Here to Stay. And it was supposed to be a dance song. When Ira died, George just... But that's why I'm wrong. When George died, he died of a brain aneurysm in his 30s.
I'm going to go for comedy here.
Ira.
Boop, every yes. time you start over.
Thank you. We'll start this over.
Okay.
George and Ira Gershwin were a songwriting team. George wrote the music. Ira wrote the lyrics. George wrote a dance tune. Da-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da, kind of a tune.
Okay.
And then George had a brain aneurysm and died in his 30s. Ira took that tune, slowed it down, wrote different lyrics. The song is called Our Love is Here to Stay. And he wrote the lyrics in memory of his brother.
Aww.
And it's my favorite Gershwin tune of all time.
Mm.
It's very clear, our love is here to stay. It's beautiful.
I'm gonna listen to that now.
But not enough.
That's not in Crazy for You.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm just gonna listen to it in general.
It is an incredible song. It's my favorite Gershwin tune.
I do know that Crazy for You is a 1992 musical that is based off of an old musical from George and Ira Gershwin from, I forget which decade, the 20s or the 30s. And it's kind of a remake of that musical. It's like, right, these songs are good. The story is kind of good. The general premise is good. And in 1992, it was revamped into a new thing called Crazy for You.
Right.
It was not originally called Crazy for You. So when it's like, is it a classic musical? It's like, well, it's based on a classic musical.
Right.
But if classic just means old.
Yeah, the original show was called Girl Crazy.
Girl Crazy.
Oh. And the story ended up sort of not working. And so they reworked the story, but kept a lot of the old tunes that they had written in the show.
Yeah.
So
I knew when kids ask me, I'm not going to answer anyone's questions up to the musical reveal, but when they say, is it an old show or a new show? There are two layers of complexity there for me in my head. I'm not going to tell them anything, but you know, I'm like, on one hand, it is based on a very old show.
Right.
But then it's like made in 1992. I was alive. Does that make it a new show?
Yeah, right.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it's not it's like a medium old show.
Medium show, yeah.
Right.
Slash based on an old show, but not a classic show.
That's sorry, right. I almost sneezed.
Confusing.
Anyways, when I went out to go see my grandma, because I have this posse that always comes. It's my grandma, my great-grandma, and then their friend. They always come to my shows. And when my grandma heard about it, she was like, I love that show. She was like, have you ever seen the movie? It's one of my favorites.
I'm you're
like,
doing her voice.
Yeah, that's my grandma's voice.
That's my grandma's voice.
Yes, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is not actually what Shakespeare said. But
something like that.
Okay, post-production, Mr. Lockwood can't stand this, so he's going to fix it. It's actually Oscar Wilde, and he said that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. So it's a slightly different tone. Okay, back to the show.
The dancers come to town, and so there's this big, you know, like showgirl type thing, headdresses and these sequins and the whole thing, and you know, his friends who are coming to do the show in town, and they get locals in town to be, so there's like these cowboys from town who are now dancers in the show and things like that, and it's just, it's really, really great. Really great. I'm very excited.
Dead Rock, Nevada. Not a real town.
Oh.
Right.
Fake
right.
Musical town.
Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Musical.
And Bella Zangler, also not a real person.
Oh, okay.
But based on this idea of the Ziegfeld Follies.
Nevada, though. Real.
Real.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Nevada, and New York City.
Yes. So New York City.
So you mentioned when you were explaining or trying to explain what the musical would be, that there would be accents. Are they country or like southern accents? Not country.
Yeehaw!
Accents,
but I love country.
What are the accents?
There's
I'm
a
curious.
Little bit of that.
Okay.
But there are two characters who are English.
Oh,
who
okay.
Are, like in America, like going through town and stay in the hotel.
Okay.
And they're sort of hijinky, those two characters, a husband and wife. So there's some, there's a couple English accents. There will be some of that sort of cowboy slangy kind of thing too, but nothing real major there. But those couple English accents are great.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to make fun of them like crazy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We did this in 2006, and shout out to Tom and Matt Leshock and the others in that cast. There were. Remember, I told you guys I had a group of students who graduated that was like the most talented top to bottom group. The group that was senior when we did Crazy for You is that group.
Okay.
Like the most talented group of kids top to bottom I've ever had. Super talented, really awesome.
They always gave me the Harmon's Mad sign.
They're the one who got me the Harmon's Mad sign.
Ah,
this show.
Okay, yep. Yes, yes.
So, but the guy who played Bobby and the guy who played Bella were twins.
Oh, wow.
So they were fraternal twins, so they didn't really look anything alike, but both really talented, very capable, both three-time All-State choir kids. I mean, really, really capable. And so there's a scene.
They went to Hastings College.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
With me.
There's a scene where Bobby is down because Polly has yelled at him because she found out he was lying. He's dressed as Bella Zangler. He's in the bar and he's drinking his misery away. And Bella comes in, also down for whatever reason it was, and he sits across from Bobby, and now they're mirroring each other. So whatever happens from one, the other has to do. That's the whole bit. So on the final night, Matt, who played Bella, who was the jokester and much bigger than Tom, came in with a bunch of bananas when he walked on stage and put it on the table.
Had never done that before.
Never done it before. took a banana, which then Tom then had to do, peeled the banana, which Tom then had to do, and shoved the entire banana in his mouth.
Did he choke?
Which Tom then had to do.
Oh my gosh. You know,
so Tom is just like the daggers at his brother across the table. Matt's just, I mean, he thinks it's the greatest thing ever. Matt was a very funny guy and a very capable actor. So never broke, just like staring him down. I'm crying laughing in the pit. I mean, it was so funny. So funny. And there are just things like that. There's opportunities for creativity, and it's going to be so great. I told the cast today, and I told you guys, I've told you before, it's my favorite show that I've ever directed. It's my favorite show. So I hope people will come out and check it out, come see the show. And
they'll be crazy for it.
I hope they're crazy.
I'm going to get in first.
Yes.
The first one to say that. That way, yeah. There's that joke again.
Then you can get him. I was the original.
I was the OG.
It was an interesting show when we did it. It was an interesting time when we did this show, because the show we did before was Grease. So, my students were great. I enjoyed our production of Grease. I'll never direct Grease again. There are lots of limitations, but it's the only show in my career here that we've sold out. So we had like 50 people on a waiting list that never got to see the show.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have tickets.
That's crazy.
So we just totally sold out. So we thought we were kind of on a roll. Well, Crazy for You is a very different show and one that people didn't really know. And so the ticket sales were kind of slow for Crazy for You after selling out Grease. So I hope that people will trust the process and come out and see Crazy for You. They're going to have a blast if they come see it.
Blast.
It's wonderful. Such a great show.
We're going to come back to musical, ladies and gentlemen, after this short message from our sponsor. Yes. No, I'm sorry. yes, we're going to come back to this. I was asked, speaking of we're going to do a musical themed Mad Lib is what we're going to do, which has this bumper. I'm really, really on it today.
Mad Lib.
Rachel.
We did this last year, and I put it away for this U2, Megan and Alexis, thinking we would have our own thing. But I was asked at Allstate for us to do another Mad Lib, so I thought we'd do one that's musical, since it's musical time.
Yes.
So
musical.
Listeners, the way this works, if you haven't listened to our podcast before, is that I've got some prompts, and people are going to give me some words, adjectives, nouns, verbs, things, and we're going to fill in the blanks, and we're going to come up with a ridiculous musical story on the spot here. Are you ready?
I'm so scared to be Matt yeah. Part two.
Harmon, you're first. Rhymes with you.
Slew.
An emoji. Describe one, like a face one.
Okay, what about like the crying laughing one? It's my most used.
Perfect.
Me too.
Imagine that.
Alexis, a number?
70,000.
70,000. Harmon, I'd like a D&D stat, like strength, endurance, intelligence, wisdom, charisma, constitution, magic, health.
Charisma's great.
Charisma.
I love that.
Silly goose.
I figured you wouldn't know any of this.
I have no idea.
All right. Megan, a famous female musical character.
Musical character?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
think about it. Oh, we're just talking about this.
Wicked. Glinda.
Yes.
Glinda. Alexis, a famous athlete.
I almost said Barack Obama. LeBron James.
Barack Obama.
LeBron James.
I wrote LeBron.
You just were Matt.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Harmon, no! A number?
27.
27. There it is. Olive, that one's for you. A genre. Like of music.
Oh, okay. Country.
An adjective.
Describe noun.
Yes, correct.
That is
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I really tried.
Very good. Harmon, an occupation.
Choir director. Duh.
The best one. Yeah.
A noun. Anything.
Let's do like a dog. I'm trying to do like the first thing I think of.
Alexis, like a Marvel character.
Ooh.
Jeez. Thor. I was going to say Loki.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because you always say Loki.
Harmon, a teacher? Sync. Someone, one of the teachers here.
Bigsby.
Good answer.
Thank you.
That's nice.
A movie quote.
Any movie quote.
how about I Love You Daddy from Shrek?
Who says that?
It's a little boy.
Oh, no, it's literally just a little boy that
is there I love a voice you, daddy. That goes along with it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like it's that. Like, I can't. I
don't how know. Am I supposed to say it when
I love you, daddy?
Like it kind of sounds like
all right.
It's kind of a kid like that says do the roar.
All right. Yeah, yes. Alexis, the name of a textbook. One of your textbooks. What's the name of it?
Math analysis.
That's the name of it?
Is that the name of it? Pearson course. Math analysis.
Okay. Harmon, an adjective.
Boring.
Boring.
A country.
Let's do Taiwan.
That's nice. Okay.
A year.
1999. It's my brother's birthday year.
Fruit.
A kiwi.
That's my dad's favorite fruit.
A number.
20 million.
a shape.
Rhombus.
Oh. Forgot that those existed. Like
a
diagonal
color.
Square.
Maroon.
No, maroon.
Boo. Megan, a type of dance.
A type of dance. Can I do like a foxtrot or something?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I've been watching my Dancing with the Stars, so.
Number between 1 and 10.
7. That's my favorite number.
Harmon, we're almost done. Some word for a group of people.
A gaggle.
What is a gaggle?
I'd say a murder.
That's a group of geese.
Oh.
Gaggle of geese.
Megan, an animal.
Let's do a giraffe. I like giraffes.
That's and absurd. Lastly, Alexis, a saying, something you say.
Low key? Can I say low key?
That's part of a saying. Can you give me a little more?
Can I say that's so low key?
Sure.
You should have said low key. I'm low key Garfield when it comes to lasagna.
Can you put that down?
Did we say that in the podcast? I don't know if the listeners have any idea what we're talking about.
I'm low key.
I don't know if we said it on the podcast.
Yeah, we were talking about our favorite foods.
What is it?
I'm low key Garfield when it comes to lasagna.
Okay.
Dash Alexis Todd.
And then Harmon said you're low key Garfield all the time.
Yeah. Just low-key Garfield.
Okay. Drum roll. Brrr. It's here. It's finally here. Crazy for Stew is the musical this year. And we're all crying laughing.
Yay. Yes.
70,000 days of auditions test our charisma, but it's finally cast. The lead female role is like a combination of Glenda and LeBron James.
Oh my gosh.
She leads 27 songs, including an up-tempo country number and a beautiful ballad about a mysterious past as a choir director.
Wow.
How?
She's got a bit of a temper and flies off the dog at the slightest frustration, but that's part of what makes her fun to play. The lead male role stands in stark contrast, however, and he's really more of a Thor with a bit of Bigsby mixed in.
With a bit of Bigsby.
His big shtick is to come bounding out of the wings singing, I love you, Daddy. Until the other lead turns her nose up and declares she'll never fall in love with him no matter how hard he tries. Nevertheless, he remains encouraged as he tries to woo her with songs like Math Analysis and No One Knew Me, But Now I'm Boring.
No one. Oh, wow.
It'll be sure to be the hit of the show. The whole thing takes place in Taiwan during the war of 1999. In which there's a heated disagreement regarding who can produce kiwi on which side of the border and which young woman is the actual long-missing queen.
Whoa.
20 million people died in this conflict, so it's an important moment in our history, one that we are privileged to portray. The set is a big rhombus, and it's painted with several shades of maroon all over.
Wow.
A staircase comes down from the center for the big foxtrot number.
And ooh, that's
seven
awesome.
Platform levels need to be constructed. It's going to be a chore. All in all, we're excited to do this thing. The auditorium seats 100 gaggles. And if we sell the show out, Mr. Harmon promises to get a tattoo of a giraffe.
Oh my gosh.
Jill might not love that, but as they say, I'm low-key Garfield when it comes to lasagna.
As they say.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny.
They say that. And
low-key.
Low-key Garfield.
Wow. We should do that again. That was very... amusing. Yeah. That was fun.
We'll bring it back every once in a while. Yeah. Really I don't funny. Want it to monopolize the the thing. Thank you, parents, for bringing that back.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, listeners, it's Sunday night, and we've just done the concert, and we're doing this, and we did the musical reveal. It's soon for us to go home, and tomorrow is Monday when we're going to start the actual process.
That's right.
We start auditions tomorrow, December 9th, before probably this podcast even comes out. I won't get to... You probably won't hear this till Tuesday at the earliest, so... What awaits us tomorrow?
Music tomorrow. We're going to hand out excerpts and start looking at music for auditions.
Can we get spoilers?
When I pick them.
Oh.
I just got materials yesterday.
We're going to sing songs.
Yeah, I just got materials yesterday afternoon.
At least one will be Gershwin.
I do not at this point. I need to go through, and that's one of my chores this evening after rehearsal.
Going to be a lot of da 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 da. A lot of there'll be swing.
Some of that. Yeah. Yep, there's lots of swing. Yep.
Yeah,
yep. It's gonna be cool.
I'm gonna listen tapping. To the
yeah. swing and tap and swing happy great. Megan and
Tuesday and Wednesday, girls are gonna dance in class, and Thursday the boys are gonna dance in class, and while one group is dancing, the other group will be singing and acting.
All right.
So the goal being that we have the majority of that stuff done this week and then have next week to take care of whatever we need to wrap up. That's kind of the goal.
So the orchestra's going to be fun. It's going to be massive.
Yep.
Okay, this is one of those serious musical pits.
What is it? Six brass players, I think, five wind players.
There are five. Yeah, there are five reed players. All of them have to do like quadruple duty. Yeah. And all of them play saxophone at some point. So the whole thing turns into a big jazz band.
Jazz.
Yeah. Like you're just like, gosh, all the there are five reed books. Five. That's so many. And they all play saxophone. Two altos, two tenors, a barry.
Yep.
It'll be great.
Some flutes.
That's epic.
Yeah. Three of them play flute and piccolo. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. Strings, talented percussion, people. The whole thing. So it'll be a big.
Big old thing.
Big band.
Yes. This musical, like every other musical, wants us to have, you know, every mallet instrument. We never do that.
Yeah, right.
They're like, you need a marimba and a xylophone and chimes and crotales and glockenspiel and we usually just go like, let's just get a glockenspiel and call it good.
Yeah, so. Right. Everything's going to be on the glockenspiel.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
So, all right, listeners, this is a short podcast and we'll be back at you sometime December, I think the 20th, the very, very last day of school is the time that we're going to record again to give you something over the holiday season. So you know, keep your ears peeled. Listen again, subscribe, please, to The Choir Corner, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the socials.
Like.
Make sure to buy tickets to the musical when it comes around. We'll be talking more and more about that. It's going to be dope. Straight fire. Legit.
Low key.
Too legit to quit.
Slay.
Just.
I don't know what.
The bomb diggity. He's
bomb
on fire.
Diggity.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to think of slang from the 1920s, right?
When
it would have been. Oh.
Trying to think of. You know, what that would have been.
It's right daft.
Like, yes.
Johnny Good.
I don't know.
Except for they're not kind of English. They're still kind of.
Are they kind of English because they came from England?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. What well, I mean, it's been like 100 years now.
Johnny
so I guess maybe not.
150.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, my.
Yeah. What's the actual year of the setting?
1920?
It's in like the 1920s.
Oh, in 20s? Okay, all right. So I relate everything to like before or after Red Dead Redemption 2, which is in 1899.
Post. So. Although Post Dead Rock Red is Dead. Very much like Red Dead Redemption.
Is it?
It's more of that kind of.
How do you know that?
That kind of town.
All right, team, it's time for us to go. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
The order!
I hope you guys have a great night wherever you're listening to us, or day or afternoon or morning or whatever.
That's right.
And stuff. And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Crazy for you. Musical, March 6, 7, 8, 9.
Those dates. Those ones.
Way down the road. 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
6, 7, 8, 9. Kind of an early one. All right, team. Take care of each other. So long.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. Chat.
Chat. Da 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 da